Hello and welcome to the Fit and Feminist podcast with fitness and nutrition coaches Lauren and Lindsay.
Our aim is to educate and empower women to take control and rebuild confidence with their health, fitness and lives.
We have the fitness facts and no-nonsense nutrition tips you need for success with a hefty dose of feminism thrown in.
With top bands and massive oversharing along the way, we hope you finish each episode feeling a step closer to the life and results you deserve.
If you'd like more of us or have a question you'd like answering on the podcast, you can message us at Lauren Randall Fitness and at Lindsay Wells PT and Nutrition.
All right, let's get started.
Hello, Jill.
We've just been doing some vocal warm-ups, guys. Now we are professional, seasoned podcasters.
We've got to do our vocals to get warmed up.
Yeah, we have. I'm going to try not to rustle as much as possible in this coat. It's actually
really hot.
It's really warm in this house.
Yeah, compared to the last one, it was like ice block every day. The heating's only been on for like not even an hour. It warms up quick.
Yeah, it does. Well, and also compared to the gym where I have come from.
So. Yes. And the outdoors where I have come from.
The great outdoors.
So how's your week been, Lozenge?
Yeah, well, we were just saying before we came on that we're both struggling this week with the old perioder.
Yeah, the old
She's
period cramples.
She's a right dick, isn't she?
God. She can be an absolute dick.
Monday, yeah. I was cramping the worst cramps ever. I was like, I just hate everything and everyone. And then absolutely nothing Tuesday. No cramps, no pain. But, oh my Lord, did she come hard and heavy this week. And it's like, usually when I'm on my period, I'll tick like a few of the symptom boxes. I was ticking every box. Like, my balance was off. No patience, cramps, bleeding, headaches, eating the fucking kitchen. Every symptom, I was like, I don't know how I didn't see this coming.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, well, I just woke up last night absolutely drenched. I had to take my T-shirt off and I was like, that is absolutely rank. And then, lo and behold, there she was this morning.
She was.
Hello.
In all her glory.
Hello, old friend.
Hello, I'm there.
Anyway.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Enough about me and Lauren's bleeding.
Yeah, you know what? It's been a week, but I'm on the up now. Are you?
Good.
I'm on the other side.
Well, I'm not, because I've been put a lot of pain today. And you know, when just paracetamol's not sorting it out, it just doesn't touch the sides, does it?
I have to alternate between ibuprofen and paracetamol every 2 hours.
I wasn't prepared, let's just say that much. I didn't have anything in my bag of glory apart from 4 forks, 7 biros, a few bobbles, 4 or 5 lip balms, some factor 50, some hand cream.
And a set of dumbbells.
Yeah. I was like, this is like Mary Poppins' bag of wonder. Like, I've got so much crap in here and nothing that I can actually use.
You know, my massive backpack. People are always like, what have you got in that backpack? I'm like, hon, what don't I have?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, what don't I have?
You don't want to know.
So today's episode, we are going to go over... Well, basically, I was on Facebook last week, you know, as it is, and there's a Facebook group called Harrogate Host, and there's quite a few of these Facebook groups, but Harrogate Host is the one that it popped up on, and there's always people asking for weight loss advice. For one, who asks Facebook groups for any kind of advice? That's what I don't get. Anyway, so today we're talking about Facebook groups and advice, and we're going to go through a specific post that was posted a couple of weeks ago and the comments in it, and me and Lindsay are just going to rage on it.
Yeah, great.
Just a rager, which kind of came at a good time.
The other one that I always see them on is Harrogate Grumbler.
Yeah.
I'm just going to see if there's anything on there for us to...
Go for it, but this one's pretty juice. So basically, for one, have you ever posted in one of these asking, does anybody have any recommendations?
No.
No, same. Because I think, I don't give a flying toss what 99% of the people in Facebook have to say about anything. If I need a plumber or a joiner or electrician, I'll just ask, like, friends and family or Google. I don't understand why people... Some people are like, does anybody know what time Nando's closes? Fucking call Nando's! What are you talking about? And there's 57 comments of people being like, ask Nando's, Google it, Google it, Google it, ask Nando's, Google it. I'm there wasting my time reading this shit.
Yeah, but then you'll find it hilarious that everybody's like saying the same thing, pretty much.
Just what's the point?
Well, I don't get, like, to be fair, right, if you probably look back to your Facebook from when we all first had Facebook and it was like you just put on like what you're doing. It's like, yeah, the embarrassing era, which is awful. I look back at some of my posts, status updates, and I think, What the friggin' hell? Who would be interested in what you're doing right now? You absolute dickhead. I'm talking to myself here, guys. But, like, what were we thinking?
It's so bad.
I feel like, though, it's like, you know how kids, like, use Snapchat? And my kids will literally, to keep up with their streaks or whatever it is, take a picture of, like, their foot. Like, it's whatever they can see right there and then. So I'm like, why are you sending your mate a picture of, like, your big toe? Or, like, just to keep up with the streaks.
They can
like,
be making money.
Why aren't you even just taking something that's interesting? Like, take a picture of the dog, even. Yeah. Like, just take something interesting. But that's the only thing I can imagine it is in our heads that was like, I'm feeling really grumpy today, lols. Like,
I know.
What kind of a post is that?
I had one come up like a memory and I was like, that's so embarrassing. Like, like really embarrassing I would share, but this was so bad. I was like, awful. I'm not even sharing that.
Awful. I actually ended up turning off, like, you know, the ones where it's like 4 years ago today and I'd posted something. I was like, no, I don't want reminding because I actually want to eat myself. Like,
it's awful, isn't it?
But
the thing
cringe.
Is, like, these people are fully grown adults on Facebook. In today's, it's not new. Facebook isn't new. Facebook groups isn't new. These people are not new to the earth.
Yeah.
Why are you asking a Facebook group of thousands of people something you can easily Google or call the website?
So I'll generally only go, I go on Facebook occasionally to check if, so because I have, and you, I don't know whether you do the same, my Instagram and my Facebook are connected. So if I post on Instagram, it posts on Facebook. But then sometimes I'll get an inquiry through Facebook and I've not seen it because I've not been on Facebook for like 2 weeks. Then I have to message and apologise for being a rude bitch. But Instagram, the same thing really happens. Like, it can sometimes just go into like your message request and then I don't see it. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I just haven't, like, I haven't seen it. So I'll go on like just to check if I've got any inbox messages on there. And then I'll get, like, sometimes it's somebody's, you know, when you get, like, people do recommend you on these groups. They go, oh, I'm looking for a PT. Mm-hmm. Who would you recommend? And then, like, all the recommendations come up.
All the fan mail. It's
all
so
fan
much.
Mail, all the fan mail. And I'm like, how many votes have I got? But then, like, you can see, and then I will read the comments through on something like that. Yeah. But generally, I try really not to go on there because for this reason that we're discussing right now, because it's just so full of crap.
Yeah.
And you're looking at it, you go, why am I wasting my time reading some of this absolute drivel?
I know, I get myself sucked into it sometimes, I really do, especially when it's these posts. I'll see the posts, like this one we're about to read out. Lauren, don't do it. Lauren, do not click. 57 comments. Don't click it. Lauren fucking... Oh, my God, I've opened it. I've lost
you can't help it.
I have to see it. I'm like, oh, God. And do you know what? Like, I usually almost always comment on the post with something actually really helpful and unbiased. And I'm like, this person needs help, so I will just put something there that could help. But I 99.9% of the time won't reply to the other people's comments. Until this last time.
Right. Have you commented on this?
I did, but I don't know how far down it is if we get to it. It's not anything bad. I'm not a dick on there, but I'm just like, you are an unnecessary human. Honestly.
Go on, call it out.
Right,
so let's go.
So this woman put, I need to go back to a group to start losing weight again. I've tried calorie counting, but it doesn't seem to work for me. Can people please recommend somewhere? The first comment, a man. I went to Turkey for surgery. It's the only thing that works long term. The diet industry is designed to keep you paying into it, not success.
Can we just...
That's the first comment.
Great.
Help me lose weight, go to Turkey for surgery.
Fantastic. Oh,
thanks. Thanks, Harry. Thanks, Hazza. Super helpful advice.
Oh, no, let's read it. If calorie counting doesn't seem to work and you're doing it wrong...
Oh, that was the next comment.
The one and only way to lose weight is by burning more fuel than you put into your body. That's an absolute fact. Okay. There are multiple ways to restrict energy. Okay. Multiple ways to increase how much fuel you burn.
So that person's comment, right, is not that bad. Because
no.
So basically, the first comment is go to Turkey for surgery.
Yeah.
And then people have replied after it. Let me see.
Let's have a look.
So
this is what I want to
he
know.
Said, go to Turkey for surgery. And then she replied saying, can I ask who you would go with? And he said, I've messaged you.
Right.
And somebody else said, my friend's gone to Turkey for this surgery. She had it in June and I'm fine. Stay light. I'll put you in touch. Somebody else then put, I also flew to Turkey in April last year for surgery. Happy to send messages and details. And this person has now said, yes, please. So I'm like, right, great. Okay. There's the first section for one. Also, even if I had a surgery that worked for me, I don't think I would ever, ever give it to somebody that I didn't know. Like, a total stranger on the internet, me saying, you should do this because it worked for me, is so irresponsible. I sound like such a mum, but
no,
it is.
No, but it is, and I'm 100% with you. And this is, like, the point of actually this podcast today, because don't... I know it's really hard, and I understand why some people do put things in these groups, because they obviously feel quite desperate. Mm-hmm. They may not have the money to be able to hire a coach, or they don't know how, you know, the science works or whatever, and also the fact that a lot of people just do want a quick fix, i.e. surgery, you know. So and she was asking for a group, like, she wasn't even asking for, like,
surgery.
How am I gonna lose 7 stone?
Off
was she
surgery, yeah.
So, like, pop go, well, yeah, just pop off and get some surgery. It's like, oh, bam, they're easy, like, I'll just, you know, pay out all this money and have surgery, and then possibly, like, I don't know, like, what obviously any of these people's situations are, but a lot of the time, the fact that then, you know, even if you've had a surgery, whatever the surgery is that they're talking about,
they've not even named the surgery.
No, they haven't.
Okay, what's the surgery? Yeah. Why turkey?
I mean, well, is it a gastric band? Like, what does it?
And how can they just say they don't know this woman either?
No.
They don't know her anything. They don't know anything about her. And that's the thing about the comments is they don't know anything about you. You know nothing about them. Like, this is why the whole thing is pointless.
Well, and none of them, unless they're stating that they are, as it looks on here, are qualified to be giving out health, fitness, nutrition advice.
Absolutely
on
not.
Social
and do you
media.
Know what? Do you know what? If someone wants help for free on weight loss advice, go to ChatGPT. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't go to Facebook where you're literally going to get bombarded by 57 wankers telling you to go to Turkey and do keto. Go to ChatGPT and type in, what is the best way to lose body fat? And I guarantee you will probably come up with something actually pretty accurate.
Yeah.
And then you won't get abused by whoever online.
Yeah.
So that was the first reply. Then the second reply, he said, if calorie counting doesn't seem to be working, you're doing it wrong. Like, that's, again, so unhelpful. Like, just putting the blame on somebody who's just like, I need help. She's literally asking for help. And he's like, well, you're doing it wrong. Like, okay, maybe, but... Ugh.
Actually, the fullness of his is not too bad. They... I don't mind that as a reply. He has put a little bit of, like,
more
useful
substance.
Stuff in there. Yeah, so let's... Right, go on.
Next. So this is the third comment. I'm doing keto eating plan. And I've lost weight. I stick to my calorie deficit and blah, 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 blah. My relationship with food has changed massively. I don't get cravings for sugar anymore. Allow my insulin to be spiked by the choices of the foods I eat. It's taken me a while to get to the routine, but it's honestly changed my life.
Right. Again, personal experience. Keto will put you in a deficit because you're eliminating different food groups. But I bet you anything, my bottom dollar by October this year, that'll be a different story.
How long can you go without having carbs for? They also don't know if this woman can go without carbs or has a terrible relationship with food. This is usually the ones that I comment on where somebody's like, really need help, got a terrible relationship with food, and then someone's like, stop eating carbs. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Why are you telling somebody to stop eating?
Yeah.
Well...
Were there any others that particularly stuck out to you on
well,
this?
No, and then another one was like saying that calorie counting does work. It's the only proven method of weight loss. Yeah, that is true. But it's kind of, if you're eating less, maybe more combination. What was I going to say about this one? Calorie counting does work. It's the only proven method. Right. So that's what got me. So it's like calorie counting does work. It's the only scientific proven method of weight loss. Wrong. Being in a calorie deficit is the only scientific proven method of weight loss, not calorie counting being the only way to lose weight. You do not need to count calories to lose body fat.
Correct.
Prisoners of war were not putting their food or lack of food into MyFitnessPal.
Correct.
You don't need to track calories. So to say to someone it's the only scientific method of losing weight is to track calories just makes them go, well, fuck it, I'm never going to lose weight because I don't want to track. You don't need to track.
Yeah.
You just need to be in a deficit somehow.
Yeah, and there's different ways of tracking what you are eating and tracking your movement and keeping an eye on things and having accountability. It doesn't have to be that you're calorie counting and putting stuff into an app.
Somebody else put, have you looked at Fast Like a Girl? Have you read that book or heard of this book?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I haven't read it.
No,
I've seen it, that's all. I probably rolled my eyes at it in a bookshop.
One of my clients said that they read it and really liked it and found it very science-based and did like it. I have not seen it or anything, so I didn't know if you read it.
Well, the other comment on here is not useful either. MyFitnessPal is great for counting. It is, and they have a really good database now. And I would use that sort of short term. But I would use an online calculator to work out how many calories you should consume a day, is this person's advice. Online calculators generally will come out with quite a low number. If you, I had this the other week, so one of my clients' dads is actually, she was like, oh, my dad's trying to lose weight, and he's put his numbers into MyFitnessPal, and I think it had given him like 1,500 calories as like a goal. Yeah, which I was like, no, that's far too low, like knowing how tall he is, etc. And then another one, he'd gone into just an online calorie counter, he'd put in his numbers, and I think that was still saying something really low for a guy. So I was like, right, just give me this, a few details, I'll quite happily give him a starting number and some parameters to work with, because he's going to be so hungry on that. Like, yes, it's a massive deficit, but just really be aware, people who are listening to this podcast, that like these numbers come out pretty low, because generally they're working on like 2 pound fat loss a week at least, and then obviously you need a bigger deficit for that, but it's not realistic for a lot of people to expect that level of fat loss that quickly. So you will end up eating 1,200 calories. That's quite a common number that comes out on a lot of these apps for smaller women. And you will end up absolutely so hungry and miserable, and you don't need to do that extreme a thing. So please, like, if you needed any help with a starting point, Lauren and I can quite easily give you some parameters with a little bit of information.
Yeah. I think if you are going to go that low, physiologically, there's not really a problem with it, but mentally, like, your relationship with food, there's so many elements to this, where a calculator online is one thing, but the human side of coaching is so important. Yeah. Like, me and Lindsay wouldn't just give somebody a random number without first, like, knowing our clients, going, right, we know that they move this much, they train this much, they've got three kids, they sleep like shit. Like, we need to know some more background information from our clients, at least, to set them the right amount that works for their lifestyle. And a random number won't consider all of that. It considers some things, because you have to put in, like, your activity levels.
But it's generally done on the averages, isn't it? And a lot of them just require you to put in, like, your height, weight, and like activity levels, say, for example. And that is done on you thinking, oh, I'm really, really active, when actually you sat down for 8 hours a day, but you do, you know, 4 gym sessions a week. Like, your perception of, like, how active you are versus how actually active you are two different things. And you can't really know until you start doing, like, attempting to have a deficit, like, how much of a deficit you are creating or how much you need. The other thing to take into account is how motivated someone is, how much they need to be sort of seeing quite quick results. You work with some people who are very patient, and they accept that it's a process, and they're more willing to sort of be driven by how they feel and you know, enjoying the process, and so they don't have that same need, I suppose, for seeing, like, quite quick, like, I need to see the scales coming down, I need to see my belt buckle moving, I need to start feeling better in myself, you know. And then you, like, the only times where I have, and I've agreed it with somebody as well, I don't just slam them into, like, a big deficit, is if they've got a time constraint, and in which case I'd go, look, this is going to be pretty aggressive because you have this time constraint that you were kind of trying to achieve this by, we would continue on in a much more sustainable way. Or that they are really highly motivated, they really want to crack on, and yeah, they've got a long way to go, really. So
yeah, and these calculators, they are just a guesstimate at the start. Like, that's just a starting point for people. Like, give this a go and then we'll see. And if nothing happens after a couple of weeks, then what? And that's where coaching, again, comes in handy, because if somebody is relying on a calculator, it's like, well, after 2 weeks of sticking to whatever the calculator said and nothing's happened, then what? And generally, people think they need to go lower and lower and lower, they're not doing it right. Then they end up hungry, so they go back up again, and that's how the yo-yo dieting starts. So these comments then quickly move into Slimming World, Slimming World, Slimming World, and Slimming World. And Weight Watchers. And another vote for Slimming World.
Yeah.
Never been to one. Never been to one. Never been to one, but I've had quite a few clients that have been to them and not enjoyed the process, not enjoyed how they felt with the group situations, but...
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's a real mix because you do see there are some people on here who are really well-intentioned and then we've got one here that just goes, try keto. Done.
Yeah, just two words, try keto. Like, how on earth is that helpful to somebody? It doesn't explain anything about what it is. And I think a lot of people think keto is just removing a bit of carbs. And it's not. It's not just having less bread. It's literally removing almost all carbs from your diet.
Some of these I just don't want to comment on. Oh, hey!
Here we go!
Oh,
this is
somebody's
really
recommended Lauren Randall Fitness. So
who put that there?
Highly recommend Lauren Randall Fitness.
This is probably how I saw the post. Right, this now makes
how
sense.
How lovely. How funny.
So, yeah, that was it. I wanted to... There's another one here that I found. And literally, somebody had put, looking for a good private dietitian, and explained all about themselves, but they spelt private wrong. So they spelt privet, like the hedge privet.
I thought she was going to be asking for a hedge trimmer.
Well, somebody then just put, this guy put, I wouldn't hedge your bets. I think she's just put, this poor woman has poured her heart out about all of this stuff. And he's just gone, wouldn't hedge your bets. But that's not even the worst ones that I see. Like, if you go back to that other post further down, there's guys commenting, literally just saying, eat less, move more, and repeat. Somebody did put that as one of the comments. It said, eat less, move more, repeat. And I was like, for how long? Till death? Like, it's so unhelpful. Actually, that's the one I commented on. This guy had put, just stop eating.
Oh, that was lovely. The one I commented on. Well done. Yeah, great. Yeah.
He just literally put, eating. Just stop eating. And I replied, that's extremely unhelpful advice. And he didn't reply. At least I don't think he did. Maybe we'll find it now.
Yeah.
But, like, telling somebody to stop eating is, why? Why would that even... Why would you even think that that's a good response? And even if, for some weird reason in your brain, that's what came to mind, just stop eating, you then have to get that from your brain to your fingertips and type it out. And then press send and think, job well done. Oh, smash this. This woman's desperately looking for help. And me telling her to stop eating, that's going to be the one that helps her.
I don't know what these people think. Like, what do they get out of that? Do you know what I mean? Like, how are you feeling about yourself, mate, that you've just typed something so, again, just absolute drivel, really.
Yeah, that's why I was like, Lauren, don't reply. Don't, not worth it. Not, and she's done it. Yeah. I just was so unhelpful. And if me just calling it out that one time stops him ever telling somebody to stop eating again, then at least I've done it.
But it won't, because this is the problem with it, isn't it? Like, you can see on this whole run that there are some people there who were recommending people, they're recommending different groups, they're saying, well, you know, this is what worked for me, and like there are some recommendations that are for specific gyms or specific coaches in Harrogate. And I think, like, if somebody's looking for a group, which is what she originally asked for, where she obviously wants like some community, she wants some support, she wants that accountability, like, that's, you know, helpful that somebody's recommended you, that somebody's recommended a few other places in Harrogate, so that then this person can go and look and go, right, what looks like the right environment for me, what suits my price point, what, you know, what can I afford to do, etc. But, like, if you go on Facebook, I mean, there are trolls all over the place, aren't there? Like, you only have to look at some of, like, the Instagram stuff where somebody will post something that's slightly controversial or whatever, or it's an opinion and it's a strength of opinion, and then all the stuff that you get underneath it from people just going, oh, like, why have you even piped up? Like, why are you piping up on there? Because you've got nothing useful to say. If you saw that post and you were like, oh, I'm quite interested in doing some kind of group fitness situation or trying a new class or joining some kind of community that's going to help me towards my fat loss goals, then you'd be following along. But why are these random guys like hopping on and just like basically trolling? It is.
Like, what's the point? What are they gaining from it? So, like, this woman, for example, was asking, like, for specific groups in around Harrogate and things like that. So I'm like, I can understand that.
Mm.
What I couldn't find, because I see it all the time, I couldn't find one today, is when people are asking for specific help.
Yeah.
A lot of these people have put in their 2 cents, but she didn't actually ask for. She just asked for the group and, like, where she could go for help. But it's when people are putting in Facebook, how can I lose weight? What's the best method? I'm like, you are just asking for 7,000 different replies, some of which are extremely damaging. And 99% of those comments are people who are not qualified.
Yeah.
Just ask ChatGPT. Or me or Lindsay.
Yeah, and I think also, like, if you are somebody who is looking for help and advice, as Lauren said, there are a lot of other avenues you can go down than like going into a Facebook group and asking on there. And if you are going, I don't know what to do next, yeah, you can contact us or like go and Google it. Like there is a lot more. Again, Instagram, there are a lot, like, try and find things that are by educated people, people who've actually gone and done their qualifications, like me and Lauren. You know, you can see from somebody's feed generally if they know what they're talking about.
I just would never ask a group for health advice or any advice. I wouldn't even ask a group about anything at all because there's just too many people. If you lived in a small village with like 40 people and, you know, lovely Karen, lovely Susan, lovely Helen, everybody's just lovely in the village and they all want to help each other out, okay, great. But this is a big town compared to like a lot of places. It's not a city. God Christ, if you're in like Leeds or Manchester and you're asking groups for advice, like, stay well clear. This is just a small town in comparison to like major cities, and there's all this shit in the comments. I just wouldn't even, I wouldn't go near. And I actually get a lot of clients through Facebook comments and being tagged in posts like that. So part of me is like, shouldn't really slate it, but I just worry for the advice that people are actually walking away with.
Yeah, but I don't think you're particularly slating it. I think what you're saying is, and well, you know, what we're saying on this podcast is that, like, just be really cautious about asking for advice on a medium that isn't designed for that purpose. Like, it's not, you're not even on a nutrition site. It's not even a group, like a health and fitness group site. This is just a general, like, Harrogate, like, posting site. You can put anything in there. But I used to see it when I had the girls as well. There was different forums. There was, I can't remember what it's called now. Is it Netmums or something like that? And people would literally send in pictures of their kids, like, skin, say, if they had like measles or something like that, go, what's this? And they're asking for a diagnosis. I'm like, just take your kid to the doctor.
Yeah.
And what are you doing asking like strangers for advice? There was one on, I don't even know why I was looking at it. Somebody told me about some kind of worm thing that had, somebody had eaten a slug, that was it, in Australia. And he ended up literally brain dead because this slug was carrying this parasite. Anyway, this is totally off
I'm invested. Combo.
But so then I was like, I googled, can you die from eating a slug, right?
That's what my Google looks like. Do you look at my Google history? It's like, slug. Look at those fucking random things.
Right? And so then it took me to, again, like a mum's forum in America, and the posts that people were putting on there, I was like, oh my God. So one of them had put, oh, my kids eat stuff out of the drain, lol. And they're all right.
Well, like, so everyone's like, kids should just go to the drain.
Yeah, so, and they're just like, oh, my kid used to eat slugs and snails all the time in the garden. He's still alive. He's 23. Don't worry about it. I was just like, as if, like, this person is probably just seen their kid eat a slug in the garden and absolutely panicked. They then have gone onto a group and gone, oh my God, my kid's just eaten a slug. What, can you die from eating a slug? And then she's got all these answers underneath of people going, lols, it's fine.
Lol.
My kid eats sewage. Like, it's absolutely fine.
Give them some bath salts, they've got,
like, they've got a strong stomach now.
Oh my God.
This is not good advice.
No.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not only this. I just think, these Facebook should be for, like, you know, posting pictures of your dog.
Yeah, privately. We're just amongst your own friends, not in, like, major major group settings.
So what is the final point on this, Lauren?
Just
what would you like to say?
Ask for, like, health and fitness advice online on Facebook groups, and also don't bloody give it if you do see someone ask. If somebody asks, they obviously don't know a better place to go and ask. If you see something like that and you're not a health professional, mind your own bloody business. Don't be putting in stupid comments. But you know what? The people listening to this podcast aren't the people that would leave stupid comments, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But if you do see something like that, maybe put tag us first and then put try ChatGPT. Honestly, I should actually ChatGPT something first to make sure. But the things I have put into it, it's really bloody accurate.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got to take everything with a pinch of salt and make it personal to you, but it's way more accurate than Phil and Harry on Facebook telling you to stop eating and just move more.
Yeah. Move more, eat less. It's just that simple. Yeah. It's literally just that simple. Yeah. Not. Yeah, I think if you, as Lauren said, if you are needing help, try and get it from somebody who actually knows what they're on about, not from Bob down the road. And if you do see on a group forum somebody asking for advice and you feel the need to respond by maybe suggesting someone that is a coach, you know, that's the kind of, like, recommendation that is generally more helpful, is to go, I'm not qualified to tell you what to do. This worked for me and this is who I went to.
Even share the podcast. Even just say, listen to the Fit and Feminist podcast. Send them this episode.
Yeah, there you go.
And then they can have a look through and see what helps them.
Yeah, this was not an exercise in us saying, promote us.
It turned out to be.
But it is also, like, you know, the best sort of course of action for me on these things is to, if you don't know, don't bloody comment. But if you do feel passionately about your coach, whoever that might be within Harrogate, I've seen some names on there that I'm like, yeah, they're really good. Yeah, I would recommend them. You know, if somebody came to me and went, oh, I'm working with blah, blah, blah down the road, I'd go, great, that's lovely. I hope it's working for you. You know, that, like, you've obviously been drawn to them for a reason. And that is the thing, like, work with somebody that you trust. You know, that you trust, that comes recommended, you know, ask you, there's nothing wrong with asking around. But then it is like you collect the information and then you choose what is the best thing for you, because what works for Susie or Bob might not work for you. So you know, it's keep an open mind and just make your own decision.
There you go.
Done.
Right. Smashed.
Rant over. Kids. Go get Babbles. Oh yeah, I do. Another game. Where are you?
Recording a world famous podcast is where she is. Kids.
Oh, that they then go, oh, my friend's been listening to your podcast.
Oh. Hey.
Ah. It's like, and?
I can't imagine teenagers giving a shit about this.
Oh, well, they'll probably be like, if any teenagers and friends of that my children are listening to this, then, you know, you can record this little bit and send it to them, because I think that's what basically they've been doing. Yeah, shout out to Harrogate Grammar Kids.
Shout out to Frank as well, because he's feeling left out.
Oh, shout out to Frank. He's upset with the house.
Yeah, he is. Thanks for listening, guys. Stay on Facebook. Okay, bye.
Bye.